is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where we have breaking news from the FAA, which has just permanently banned helicopters from flying near Reagan National Airport after the deadly mid-air collision in January. The move comes just days after federal investigators recommended the ban. Well, there are signs of splintering among Democrats as a potential government shutdown is just hours away. While Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer reluctantly said he'd vote for the GOP funding plan, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries will not back him.
House Democrats remain strongly opposed to the partisan Republican spending bill that will hurt families, hurt veterans, hurt seniors, and hurt the American people.
Senator Schumer said while he doesn't like the bill, a government shutdown would be worse.
A shutdown will allow DOGE to shift into overdrive. It would give Donald Trump and DOGE the keys to the city, state, and country.
Well, Democrats and Republicans have come together on a bill that would result in more prison sentences for fentanyl traffickers. It would permanently place all copycat versions on the DEA's list of most dangerous drugs. President Trump is making a rare appearance at the Department of Justice and railed on the previous administration.
There could be no more heinous betrayal of American values than to use the law to terrorize the innocent and reward the wicked. And that's what they were doing at a level that's never been seen before. And it's exactly what you saw with Joe Biden, Merrick Garland and their cronies.
The president has long criticized the Justice Department for investigations into his own conduct during his first term. Well, as the Trump administration continues with mass layoffs aimed at slimming down the federal workforce, there are concerns over cuts at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Holding signs and waving American flags, protesters here outside the Marietta VA clinic believe the possible job cuts will hurt veterans. Trudy Delhay says,
"No one's for fraud, no one's for waste, but let's do it in a smart, analytical way."
Vietnam veteran Mike Scott says he was tired of just watching things on the news.
"I needed to get out and be active and do something, and so that's why I'm here."
VA Secretary Doug Collins said this week that their goal is to cut 80,000 jobs from the agency. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Marietta, Georgia.
A rebound for the stock market on this final day of what has been a very rough trading week. At the close, the Dow is up 674 points, NASDAQ up 451. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The counties of Racine and Kenosha saw different housing market trends last month. Racine County saw an almost 12% decline in home sales compared to February 2024. Kenosha County, in the same time frame, saw a 25% increase. The numbers are according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Authorities are still searching for 37-year-old Megan Boss, missing from Antioch since mid-February. Boss is described as 5'4", with dark brown hair and distinctive tattoos. There's an image of her on the Antioch Police website. She may be in Kenosha, Racine, or Milwaukee. Gary Sewer, the legendary Racine broadcaster who passed away in 2020, will be inducted into another Hall of Fame. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association are giving him a Legends Award. His 36-year career at WRJN included broadcasting over 2,100 games and earned him multiple honors. Racine and Kenosha are both hosting St. Patrick's Day parades tomorrow, with Racine holding its 17th annual event and Kenosha launching its inaugural parade. Racine's parade starts at noon from State and Main, while Kenosha's starts at 11 from 50th Street and 7th Avenue. The National Weather Service has an elevated fire risk warning for the area today. It's due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution or postpone outdoor burning. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks sink the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks at the Lakers at Fiserv Farm. L.A. without LeBron James. Luka Doncic had 45 points. The Bucks still won by 20. 126 to 106. Milwaukee's Kevin Porter, 5 of 7 from the three-point line.
When we put the pieces together on both ends, you know, it's going to be very hard to beat us. And that's kind of what we're just trying to figure out. Definitely had some lapses on defense and offense, but we'll take this game every night.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers take on UCLA today in the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin with a 70-63 win over Northwestern to advance. In New York, Marquette tonight against the number one seed St. John's in the Big East. After beating Xavier 89-87, Shaka Smart on Stevie Mitchell, sparking a come-from-behind victory.
Such a unique player. You can't quantify it. He willed us to come back when we were dead in the water. I love the guy.
That's head coach Shaka Smart with sports on Mike Clemens.
And windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Diane.
Hey there, Kurt.
Diane Carlson is the executive director of the Racine Arts Council with terrific ideas of things to do in the community regarding the arts. What's on tap today?
Okay, well, I'm going to spare you my attempt at an Irish accent. I'm going to share an event that sounds Irish.
Okay.
Bell City Brass Works is back on Sunday with a concert entitled Songs and Dreams, the Music of the Emerald Isle. Bell City Brass Works has been performing brass-oriented music since 1988. They have their roots in Racine's great drum and bugle corps tradition. Mm-hmm. And this is their spring concert, Sunday, March 16th, the day before St. Patrick's Day. It's 3 o'clock at the UW Parkside Rita Center, and it's free.
Oh.
They've got information on their Facebook page, Bell City Brass Works.
We like free.
We love free.
Yeah. How long has Doug Johnson been conducting the Pell City Brassworks. Do you know?
No, you're asking me a stumper there.
Yeah, he's been there a while. He's terrific.
The whole group is terrific, yeah. And it kind of brings you back to the olden days.
All right, where do we get more information again?
Facebook, Bell City Brassworks.
And it's free this Sunday. All right, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost a minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on burning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, 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 rolling on the river.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage of home. History has turned the page of home. The minute skirt, the current thing. Goes on, the beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket.
to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. Going fast, they're all the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime?
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da,
and the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on,
and the beat goes on,
and the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. To keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much heralded Rock and Roll Never Forget show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. and it's some songs you may have forgotten about. It's entertaining and it's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Von Hassel Jewelers. Just in time for Easter and Mother's Day, give a priceless gift that shines as bright as your love. Whether it's a delicate necklace, a dazzling diamond ring, or a one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure, Von Hassel Jewelers has something truly special for every occasion. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
timeless hits, WRJN from 1962. It's the Four Seasons, Big Girls Don't Cry. That song played in the opening scene of the 1987 movie Dirty Dancing, which was set in 1963.
Meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
Saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady.
from Pasadena.
Covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine and Kenosha counties went in different directions last month when it comes to their housing markets. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, in Racine County, home sales fell by almost 12% compared to February of last year. Kenosha County saw a big increase in home sales, up almost 25%. Both counties are dealing with a shortage of homes for sale and rising prices, which the realtors say is a common problem in the area. There's plenty of green to go around tomorrow with competing Irish interests in both Racine and Kenosha. The neighboring cities are celebrating St. Patrick's Day with parades tomorrow. It's the 17th annual in Racine, stepping off at noon from State and Main. This is Kenosha's first foray into greenery with their inaugural St. Pat's Parade tomorrow. That starts at 11, beginning at 50th Street and 7th Avenue, and heading south on 6th. You can see the Racine Parade lineup at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine's iconic broadcaster Gary Sewer is getting more accolades. Sewer, who passed in 2020, dedicated his career to local sports and news in Racine. Yesterday, he was announced as a Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Hall of Famer. Sewer's 36-year tenure at WRJN included the broadcast of over 2,100 games and earned him multiple honors. The press box at Horlick Field bears his name. The WBA will recognize Sewer and other honorees at a summer conference. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Becoming windy tonight with showers and thunderstorms. A high wind warning tomorrow morning for gusts above 50 miles an hour. A wind advisory tomorrow afternoon for gusts above 30. A mix of sun and clouds, temps falling through the 50s. Currently at 62 degrees.
We get it almost every night, and when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's super.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Do you like to eat meat? Are you a carnivore? Well, a new study discovered just how much meat the average carnivore consumes in a lifetime. Assuming you live to about 80, you're going to eat about 7,000 animals in your life. It breaks down to 11 cows, 27 pigs, 80 turkeys, and 2,400 chickens.
Do you like good music?
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Have you signed up yet to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter? You can do that at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses. Also, as tips on marketing and advertising, you can sign up at WRJN.com.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. People looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer. In the city. Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. We'll be right back.
see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. It's the place where you can save up to 50% or more on local food service and merchandise by going to WRJN.com and clicking on that big deals logo. You can shop from home with up to 50% savings. Check the site often. We've got new deals every week. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
WRJN.
WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tomorrow, we've got high school basketball tournament action for you. Waterford takes on Park. Pregame at 12:30, 1 o'clock tip-off on WRJN. Let's give those kids a round of applause.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where lawmakers are working to kick the can down the road for another 6 months to keep the government open. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer isn't a fan of the bill, but says he will vote yes to pass it.
The CR bill is a bad bill. But as bad as the CR is, I believe that allowing Donald Trump to